Good morning, people. This is your cosmic curator, Tom Jaroszuk, with a look at the stars for today, Saturday, September 14th, and the week ahead. Well, folks, the big news this week is a full moon and lunar eclipse. Always a major celestial event, but this time it happens on the fall equinox. Now, that's a special day that only happens twice a year. What it means is that the energy of change is a dominant theme. Well, it's been that way all year long, but this is like an exclamation point. Change comes this time of year in the way of death. Now, don't let that word scare you. It's nature's way of telling you to let go. Whether you're packing the kids off to college, putting your garden to bed, or having that big yard sale, it's time to let go. That will be evident in the headlines and news stories before your very eyes. Now, this full moon lunar eclipse occurs in Pisces. The moon in Pisces is imaginative, dreamy, tending to the spiritual dimensions of life or towards pure escapism. Pisces makes great poets and drug addicts. Now, it's symbolized by two fish swimming in opposite directions. And if you know a moon Pisces person, they may seem like they are from another dimension, ever wondering what this world is all about. Now, their gift on the highest level is art and music. And they often have a vision of perfection that may be so hard to realize, but, well, it's beautiful in its attempt. Now, moon Pisces is very intuitive. What gives this full moon its signature is that the sun is in Virgo. And Pisces in Virgo is known as the axis of knowing. Virgo is about facts, and Pisces is all about intuition. And you actually need a blend of both to make good decisions. The lunar eclipse will emphasize that and possibly make it hard to discern what's real in the factual realm. How often have we heard the term disinformation or alternative facts? Well, that may be amplified with this full moon. So, the challenge in this eclipse is to hold on to what can ground you in some semblance of reason. For some, it may be a time that challenges your sanity, but it will pass. Now, Mars is making itself known because it's in Gemini, and Gemini likes to communicate. It's all about language and words, and Mars likes to fight. So what do you think that combination means? Yeah. Have you noticed how much fighting with words has dominated this month? That will continue for the next 3 weeks until Mars dips into Cancer. Well, that's no picnic either, but we'll talk about that later. The good news this week, yes, there is good news, is that Venus enters Libra, its home sign, where it expresses itself nicely. That's a relief from Virgo, where it likes to be picky or critical, not always patient. Venus in Libra is a happy expression of balance, the consideration of others, and harmony, or a reasonable facsimile. It ought to promote peace. Yeah, who doesn't want that? Meanwhile, the moon, the container of our emotions, has a bumpy week ahead. Today, the moon is in Capricorn, the cardinal earth sign. Moon Capricorn energy is serious. It's a no-fooling-around vibe. It's diligent, determined, and dedicated to get stuff done. As a moon Capricorn person might say, if you want a hand, there's one at the end of your wrist. Yeah, well, whether you are a mother of two, an artist, athlete, carpenter, or candlestick maker, or any trade, as it's been said, if you want to have the moment, that moment of triumph, like crossing a finish line or scoring a touchdown with no time on the clock, it takes hard work and dedication. And that's what Moon in Capricorn is all about. That vibe is amplified today by the Moon crossing Pluto. Pluto is all about transformation and getting to the bottom of things. You may feel like nothing can stop you today as you go about getting your work done. Nah, but it's not a gentle place. Now, the rest of the week, the moon transit Aquarius. That's a dry, cold, fixed air sign ruled by Saturn. And Saturn is hanging out there. That just gives the day another dose of sobriety. Now, get ready for that full moon again. It's on the 17th and 18th. And remember, the full moon can raise tides and emotions to a peak. You'll see it, feel it, and probably read about it. So remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. That's it for now. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe at WERU.org. That's it for now. Over and out.